Well, here we are on day 40 of our countdown to Christmas. We made it. Here we are on Christmas Eve. Everything's ready to go. I am so proud of you, and I'm proud of me too. We did this together. We kept on track. I want to tell you about an interview I had. The woman explained she was writing an article for a national magazine on clever ways to put more joy into the holidays. Because I've written a lot about this subject, she called hoping that I would help her with a story. I knew that I could. So in my typical, overly helpful manner, I proceeded to pitch to her one marvelous holiday cost-cutting idea after another. Some of them were principle-based, others were uniquely practical. In fact, I shared some of them with you over this last 40 days. It didn't take long for me to realize that something wasn't right. One after another, my ideas landed with a thud. She didn't like them at all. And that's when she made a comment that effectively brought the interview to a screeching halt. She called me a Grinch. Now, she didn't actually come right out and say that, "Oh, you Grinch." She said that if she wrote an article encouraging the unthinkable practices of not incurring debt, of buying fewer gifts, or cutting back in any way, her readers would think she'd interviewed that old you-know-who himself. While she suggested my ideas would take all of the fun and joy out of the season, she assured me that it was nothing personal. But still, she called me a Grinch. Not being one who can easily let things go, I had to get to the bottom of this. I had to find out if what she suggested about me was in any way true. In my zeal to encourage people to take back control of Christmas from the locked jaws of commercialism, had I taken on a striking resemblance to that cranky old holiday grump, the Grinch? I was quite certain I knew where to find out. And sure enough, right there on the shelf between Horton Here's a Who and Hunches in Bunches, I found it. That familiar bright red storybook, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It seems that for 53 years, the Grinch had lived in a cave just north of Whoville. He's an ornery old soul and with a heart two sizes too small. The Grinch detests the holiday celebrations down in Whoville. So he devises a plan. He steals all their presents and every last decoration. He hauls all the loot to the top of Mount Crumpet, where he prepares to, you guessed it, dump it. He thinks his task is complete. All the noise, the joy, the love, even the smallest hint of the season are gone forever. But then he hears a sound. It's not sobbing, but singing. The Whos are celebrating with no presents at all. I sat there recalling why I love this story so much, and I admit it, I felt delightfully smug. My interviewer was way off base. I'm not the Grinch in her story. I didn't steal the joy. Her Grinches are consumerism, overindulgence, and overdoing, the attitudes that insist Christmas is something we can find in a store, a catalog, an outlet, or on the internet. If you've noticed the joy of the season is missing from your life, that no matter how hard you try, something's just not right, maybe those Grinches are to blame. Maybe it's time to let them know they've lost their power. Authentic joy comes not from all the outside trappings, but from our hearts. It comes from the story of the birth of a small baby who would become our Savior. From that love which can fill our lives with giddy joy. And now we come to the close of our 40-day journey. I hope that you have debt-proofed your Christmas. But more than that, I pray that you will know the true joy of this season. I love you.